ابتسم الصباح أبي على حيطاني روحي والمدى مثل الصدى عطق الكلام جموح أحرفه طليقة في سراح المجدى قبل الندى
يكفيني أني كلما
يكفيني أني كلما أبكي على كتفيك يغوي.
Thank you. Students,
how would you like to have a free bike safety road show at your next dorm meeting?
Hear essential life-saving information about bike safety at Stanford, including the rules of the road while riding, how to avoid a citation such as the $164 fine for running a stop sign on your bike, the latest facts about how bike helmets protect your brain,
your
tips
brain.
For safely locking your bike,
free mini bike tune-ups and raffle prizes. Plus, bike registration for a very modest fee. To sign up your dorm, visit bike.stanford.edu.
This show is Hi Kifak Sava. I'm your DJ Ramsey with you this Thursday and every Thursday. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. A quick reminder for everybody to stay tuned after my show for for the following show, obviously, and that would be the Songsmith Show with MC Dizzy Jackson. That's your DJ. The Songsmith Show presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity that will be from 6 to 9 p.m. this Thursday and every Thursday following my show, Hi Kifak Sava, here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We just finished listening to a nice selection of songs, sort of centering on Lebanon, or from the Arab world, let's just put it that way. And that was Elisa, the Lebanese singer, daughter Elisa singing a song called Zen Vienna. That song went out as a special dedication to Ava, of course, Ava out there who loves the song and asked me to play it for her today. I hope you enjoyed that, Ava. The song before that was by Hassan Raji. It was called Malak, and I guess that song also was dedicated from someone to someone. Would that be Ahmed Q in the studio?
Yeah, actually, I dedicate this song, Malak, to my brother, Nasser, in
wow.
Jordan. Yeah.
Wow. Is he listening?
Yes, he's wonderful, Raji.
Really?
Yes, he is. I hope that he's listening to us right now.
Nasser, are you listening? If you're listening, marhaba min California.
Yeah. I think you know him already, right?
I've had the pleasure of meeting Nasser this summer.
He's such a nice guy.
He's an amazing, amazing young guy,
yeah.
Young man, sorry. And I had the pleasure of meeting him and when I visited Amman, Jordan. And I have to tell you, Ahmed, your family was so gracious.
Thank you.
So gracious. How did they feel about you, being in California right
they
now, visiting
so,
California?
They are so happy for me.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
And so Nasser likes the song
Malak.
Whereas I hear your brother Muhammad likes the song Abai.
Abai, yeah.
Yeah. It turned out to be Abai.
Exactly.
Well, I kind of, a little bird told me that your other brother likes.
I think the sky is blue also, right?
Or the sky is also blue? Are you being sarcastic? You're too young to be sarcastic. You're too fresh in the state to be sarcastic already. God help us if you end up, staying.
No, I'll just pause here.
Yeah. All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening in. And thank you, Ahmed Q, for being in the studio today and helping us out. And bringing the Kusi report or the Ahmed Q report in.
It was mine.
Thank you. We will be with you until 6 p.m. And one of the things we're doing during this show is I'm trying to bring you this exclusive interview with Tanya Saleh, Lebanese singer Tanya Saleh, is just one of those singers who were, as well, I would just say, born to sing. She has this spectacular voice and she combines it with so much talent on so many levels that one can just left us astounded. Her album, Wehde, over spring break and beginning of summer, actually topped the world charts for most airplay on the world charts here at KZSU. 90.1 FM, and that album went on to score a number 2 position on the Virgin charts in Lebanon, the second best-selling album at the time in the summer when I was there, after the one and only Fairuz, who is this amazing Lebanese diva. Not bad for Tanya Saleh, who frankly was such a pleasure to meet and to interview. The interview was sort of a no-holds-barred interview in which she spoke about many things, including her view on politics, women's issues, the state of music in Lebanon, and much more. One of the things that I can't sort of convey to you through the radio, though, is the beauty of the album itself, from the album cover to the way it folds out. These are things that you have to see to believe. You can always check out Tanya Saleh's album, Wehde, W-E-H-D-E, if you've enjoyed sort of the selection of songs that I've played from that album. And I'm going to go right to the third part of the interview in a few moments. But I did want to say first that while you're listening to the Tanya Saleh interview, I would like to invite you to call the studio. You can call us here if you like at 723-9010, area code 650. So that's 650-723-9010. If you would like to win a couple of free tickets to the Tito show. Now, Tito's show, you may not have heard about it, but he is a male belly dancer. And he will be in Redwood City Saturday, October 15th. So that's coming up. For one show only, an amazing dance show by Tito. And if you're interested in that, please check him out. You can always get more details at www.haladance.com. That's www.haladance.com. Tito of Egypt is the world's most famous male belly dance artist. Against all odds, he single-handedly defied traditions, demystified taboos, and redefined belly dance entertainment in Egypt and the whole world. He is a known Egyptian dancer, teacher, and choreographer, regularly featured on numerous international TV stations and networks. Tito will be in Redwood City on Saturday, October 15th at 7:30 p.m. The venue will be at the Veterans Memorial Theater, which is in Redwood City, California. And tickets can be purchased in advance or at the door, but we are actually giving two free tickets here at KZSU 90.1 FM to the show. No refunds, no videotaping. And you can get much more information, like I said, at www.haladance.com. We will give the tickets to the lucky caller who will call during the Tanya Saleh interview. In the meantime, let's go back to Tanya Saleh and hear her thoughts on the way the album, her CD cover and the packaging for the album kind of played a key role in the way this album has been selling. And what those sort of, I don't want to say outrageous, but these very creative inlay folds, foldouts from the album mean. Tanya Saleh, the third part of my interview with her that I conducted in Beirut, Lebanon over the summer.
Tanya, I don't want to keep you too long, but I wanted to discuss a little bit the album, the artwork. I mean, this is an album everybody should buy and get the original, absolutely, not only to encourage Tanya and her and the team you work with, but also because of the way the album folds out, the picture on the cover. So can you tell us a little bit about this amazing picture on the cover? It's colorful, it's pleasant, it's bizarre, and yet it has certain political implications, I hear.
Well, the only concept behind the cover was that I wanted a picture that expresses me as a woman, as a free woman, and expresses this Lebanon that we all dream of, that is not yet a fully rendered picture in the flag. As you see, it's only sketched. And I want to express the idea of why are we in Lebanon only, why can't a woman become a president? And why can't a woman of a different religion become a president? I wanted to just show people.
Because in Lebanon, the president must be of a certain religion.
Yes.
By the constitution.
By the constitution.
And that is Christian or Muslim?
It has to be a Christian Maronite, not any Christian.
Wow.
Christian Maronite.
So
if you're not a Maronite, you have no chance.
Wow. So not only, it hasn't there been a woman, but there's never been a non-Christian Maronite president.
Exactly.
In Lebanon.
Exactly.
Which I think is surprising to many people in the West. We think of elections as being very different.
Of course. I mean, any person with an open mind and with a bit of logic would say, why do you choose your presidents only from this bunch? I mean, it's not logical at all. And you have to choose the prime minister from the Sunni Muslim sect and the president of the parliament from the Shia sect.
Wow.
So you will be, in their opinion, balancing the situation. But it has never worked because of that. I mean, we've been fighting with each other for more than 30 or 40 years, and we never got to a point where we said, okay, now it works. It never worked.
But the cover, the outfit, the pose...
Okay, so I want to say that the cover picture was taken by a very good friend of mine, who's a very nice photographer, Tanya Trabulsi, and the styling was by Petra Abu Sleiman, who's also a friend. The cover design and illustrations was done by another friend, who's David Habshi, who's a brilliant illustrator.
Absolutely gorgeous,
brilliant
gorgeous
person and illustrator.
Artwork.
He's a very rare person, actually, in his art and in his persona. who has worked on it as if it was his own child. So this means a lot, you know, when you work with people who are really devoted and emotional and passionate about their work, it makes a lot of difference. And also the musicians who worked with me, you must know them by now. They're the people who co-wrote the music. And there's also Philippe Tome, who is the producer who co-produced the album with me, who is very, meticulous person and very talented. And he has very rare ears, you know. He's helped me a lot along my career. And
Philippe Tome is a partner in music and a little bit more, no?
He was.
Yeah, okay.
Because now we're not anymore together, but we're hoping to stay, to work together.
To collaborate.
Because it would be, smart to just work with the people who you think are good for your work.
Absolutely. And the way the cover opens up and then closes into the Lebanese cedar, the significance is that if you fold it a certain way, the cedar will meet, and if you just, you know, but it can fold in different ways. Can you just comment as a last comment on why that? I mean, it's gorgeous aesthetically to look at, but it also, to me, must have some kind of significance.
Well, David, who's, like I told you, a brilliant person, he has a very talented friend who's a package designer. His name is William Sheer, and he insisted on doing this kind of folding. But I told him, but William, it's going to cost a lot, and it's going to be a hassle to make the meat, and it's very hard. Please, let's do another kind of packaging. He said, no, he insisted, and I respect that a lot, because in the end, it explained everything, and it really helped in bringing all this illustration together into one place in the
doctorate comparatist itself, but in unfolding the tree and then folding it back, there's a sort of symbolism in terms of maybe reuniting Lebanon,
yes,
or unifying it in the shape of the cedar.
Of course, and we took
tree.
The cedar from the old Lebanese identity card, which to me was very elegant and very nicely done. And now if you look at the current one, it has no personality. Like the banknotes, don't look nice at all. And I find all the banknotes and all the identity, graphically, the graphic identity of the Lebanese paperwork was extremely nice before. I don't know what happened to
yeah,
that.
I still think it's prettier than the dollar. At least it has color in it, you know, the Lebanese lira, now
yeah,
that I'm getting used to during this trip. Tanya, the album can be purchased by listeners at forwardmusic.net, I believe.
Yes.
Anywhere else for people in the West that you would like to
refer to? It's on Forward Music, who I think is linked to iTunes, but I think I'm not very familiar of the way things work, but I know that they have to go to Forward Music because they are the formal distributors of the album.
Absolutely.
And they can find it on the net only there.
Any plans on putting it on iTunes? Or I hear that that's not that easy for, you know, it's a process.
Isn't it already? I think it is.
Last time I checked, it wasn't, but that was at the very beginning. Perhaps it is, and I certainly would hope so.
I think it is. I think it is.
Mastronda, for example, it was on iTunes finally, and I remember the college kids getting it. So that's good to know that it's available on iTunes and through forwardmusic.net. And
it's also available on my website, which is linked to Forward Music. So
which is a different website than TanyaSaleh.com, correct?
Because it's only to promote the album.
To promote Wehde. The other website is still sort of under construction, and we're hoping to eventually regain.
There's been a bit of problems in because there's a lot of things I want to put, and I don't really have time to. It's about my, you know, I'm being a bit lazy about that lately.
I I hardly doubt that. And as a reporter, I don't want to, you know, interject, but you are, after all, you have a family, you have a career, and you have your love for music and your career in music. And if that's lazy, then I don't know what, you know. Tanya, just in parting, could you say just a few words to the listeners? Because my students and listeners in Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area, would kill me if I didn't ask you to say something to them. I'll leave this entirely up to you, and we'll play it as a separate clip, but if you could just maybe say hello to everybody out there in California. A lot of Arab Americans have picked up this album, a lot of students and college kids, and a lot of listeners in general, and I think they'd appreciate a quick shout out, as they say in America, from Tanya Saleh tonight.
Well, to all the Americans and the Lebanese and the Arabs who are living in California who've been listening to my music, I thank you a lot. I'm really, really, really honored by that. And I can't tell you how happy I am to hear that you are singing in your American accent those Lebanese words. Which makes me very happy, because this way you can learn more about our culture and we can connect easier. And I really love you as people, and I think you are very smart people, and I really, really appreciate the fact that now we are being able to connect thanks to Ramzi.
Well, only partially. Tanya, like I said, your album has been picked up by DJs and radio stations on their own. I mean, once the album is out there, there's only so much one person can do, and it's your music that's driving itself. And I think the last hope, or the last thing I want to leave you with, is to urge you to come to the United States, perform at Stanford and at other college campuses. Myself will do my best to make that happen, but I know my students have kept asking, why doesn't she come perform? And I said, well, we have to look at getting an official invitation, and I hope to get that going. Would you be adverse to the idea of coming and performing?
Or? I would love to. I would not only love to, it's a dream. It would be wonderful. It would be really great to be able to see you guys, in face to face, and to talk about everything. Not only we can meet, we can touch, we can connect.
Inshallah, we say in Inshallah. Arabic, Inshallah. And good luck on your current tour. I hear Paris, I hear you've been to Egypt recently and done that. The next performance,
well, there's something, I hope it's going to be in Egypt, in Dubai, and there's something that might be going on in London. There's two gigs during the summer in Lebanon, and I'm hoping to do some festivals in the Arab world, but nothing is confirmed because of the situation. The political situation is not helping, you know.
Absolutely. But so the website to maybe refer to, would that be maybe your Facebook page or somewhere else for people to who might be want to see you in concert and are not sure where and when?
The Facebook page is the best place to go, because it's where I always announce new things, and of course the website. There's always the concerts page where new gigs are announced. So my Facebook is www.facebook.com/Tanya Saleh, and my website is www.tanyasaleh.com/wahda, in case someone wants to go into the special website for the album.
Tanya, what a pleasure it has been to speak with you. You've more than lived up to our anticipation. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for
making beautiful music. And I wish you continued success. And we hope to see you in the United States very soon.
I hope so, too.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Ramzi.
Shukran.
There for you. my modest wage, working my days away. I can't put out this burning rage. That's what modern life is all about. I prefer the stone.
This is KZSU 90.1 FM. You've been listening to my exclusive interview with Lebanese singer Tania Saleh. Tania Saleh's album Wehde got a lot of airplay here at KZSU back in the spring and the summer of this year, and actually topped the world charts for most airplay here at KZSU 90.1 FM. You're listening to the show Hi Kif Aksava with your DJ Ramsey. I come to you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. And the show, of course, has a lot of significance for me because it is the way the Lebanese greet each other, 100 times a day. It's hi in Arabic, and perhaps our guest in the studio, Ahmed Q, can kind of explain the significance of the greeting because it's in three languages. Ahmed, and do you speak those three languages?
No, I wish if I can. I just speak English and Arabic.
You just speak English and Arabic, but I heard you say Sava before.
Yeah, I say it. I just imitate people.
Well, you're so honest, Ahmed. I would have pretended I spoke French. But really, the trilingual greeting in Lebanon is Hai Kifak Sava. And so is the name of the show. And just for those people who might have tuned in late to the show, can you tell us how you found out about our show?
Well, I found it randomly online when I was searching about Stanford University and checking everything going on there. So I reached KZSU and I found your show there. And it seemed so interesting, you know, Hai Kifak Sava, and it sounded like an Arabic. But when I listened to it the first time, I was in love with the show. Wow. Literally, I was in love with the show.
And I remember you calling in or writing in for a while. And then you started to become one of our regular callers,
this is how it started.
Yeah, covering the music scene in Jordan. You've actually helped us uncover many gems. I remember you were talking about a band in Jordan named the Rum Band.
Rum Band, yeah.
I never heard of them. Now I can't take their CD off my CD player. It's in the car. It's at home. And so you are now actually not in Amman, Jordan, but live in the studio here at KZSU 90.1 FM.
Yeah, finally, sir.
Great. So one of the things that I promised Ahmed, since he's such a good loyal listener, is to allow him to present the next track. And that would be a song by Reem Banna, right?
Yes, Reem Banna.
And so you wanted to dedicate it to...
Well, there's one of the songs that's being played here and on your show called Sara.
Great. That's a good track from Reem Banna.
I love this song.
Yes. And hopefully, I would think, Ahmed, we would dedicate the song to peace in the Middle East.
The peace, yeah.
And hopefully the resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Exactly.
Inshallah.
We want the peace for everybody.
Of course. Inshallah. Thank you, Ahmed, for being here. We're going to be with you for another 15 to 20 minutes. Can you hold on for another 20 minutes?
As usual, I'm here till the end.
Well, thank you very much for being such a loyal listener.
Thank you.
Before we go to the track Sara by Reem Banna, the mission of the American Indian College Fund is to provide scholarships for American Indian students at qualified tribal colleges and universities and to generate greater awareness of these institutions. The fund also raises money, provides resources for tribal colleges, and promotes Native American Studies programs. For more information or to help support their efforts, visit www.collegefund.org. That's www.collegefund.org. This show is Haiki Faksava, and without further ado, here is Reem Banna, and the song is Sara.
Scooliban, les religions se marient, j'ai pas dû être invité au mariage. Je les ai toujours vus se battre et ça depuis l'âge de 15 ans. Pourtant, on est tous nés innocents. Demande à ma mère, je suis pas né avec un couteau entre les dents. Je débarque dans ce pays, sourire aux lèvres et les yeux tristes. Les voir s'entretuer me rappelle que nous sommes tiers-mondistes. J'ai pas réussi à m'intégrer dans cette société. Complexe et complexé, toujours annexé. L'excès d'être en marge est vexant. Les yeux remplis de vie, de vivre cette vie plastique. Noyé au Pepsi, regard placide. Je suis pas vraiment d'ici et pas vraiment d'ailleurs. L'inconscience m'aide à m'éloigner de leur politique le plus que possible. Jamais les pieds sur terre, en tout cas pas sur la leur. Leur terre de merde, leur pierre de marbre, et leur martyr chaque jour me navre et les larmes de ma mère. Pour un Paris Beyrouth sans retour, elle savait ce qui nous attendait. J'étais heureux, j'ai raté les cours, c'était les vacances pour moi. Le soleil et la mer, je pensais pas que j'allais vivre. Le manque d'oseille et la mer, et plonger dans la mer jusqu'au cou. Le clash des cultures fut brutal et je cite, interdiction formelle d'être laïque. Classé comme un dossier par ordre alphabétique. On te demande pas ton avis, surtout quand t'es chiite au milieu de la bourgeoisie. Si au moins j'avais choisi, crois que je restais à Clichy. Aurais passé ma vie, aurais moisi. Ça valait mieux que supporter leur manque de respect. Et leur communauté illimitée se limitait à qui tuer ma vie coupée en deux. Mentalité moyenne nageuse, on s'adapte au langage, on s'adapte au double jeu. À l'est jouer l'européen en français impeccable. À l'ouest fils du bled, t'es fier d'être un arabe. À force de faire le caméléon entre les deux extrêmes, je crois que j'en suis devenu schizophrène. Je perds mes repères par milliers, je les retrouve dans le son. Je change de caractère et d'attitude selon. Déchiré en mille morceaux, rien n'est plus comme avant. Prépare-toi à changer de gueule au prochain tournant. Alors tu sais, j'ai ta belle et d'elle berchiche. كسر وعالم عم بتجرب تعيش وقتها كل واحد كان فاتح للتاني حساب كانوا يحملوا 9 ميلي انا احمل كتاب رجعت من باريس كنت ولد بريء تغير كل شي تركت طفولتي على الطريق قعدنا بالغربية وكنت ادرس بالشرقية ما كنت اعرف شو معنات الطائفية تأقلمت قد ما فيه وعشت الافلاس حياتي بلبنان عبارة عن خط التماس طعت بالعقلية والتصرف العنيف بس تشوف بيك بيشتغل لان ونهار بتسب نيعك وما بتنام ضليتني عصفور طيار بالضياع ما كنت اعرف شو معناته لبنان ما استوعب قلية الاحترام بين الاديان حتى بالصف كان في احزاب بس تكتش الارض بتعرف شو طعمة العذاب قديه فيك تتجنب وتنسي حالك بدك تعيش مع الكل يعني لا حتعيش لحالك صار عمري 29 وما عم شوف الصح من الغلط ما عم بعرف اذا فهمت شي من هيدا البلد
سكيزوفرينيا
That was Lebanese rapper, hip-hop artist, I guess, Rais Baik Orchestra, and the song was Schizophrenia. Before that, we heard Nancy Ajram and a song called Ahla Jaw, and we began the set with a song by Reem Banna named Sara. I can't believe 2 hours have flown by. I've been in the company of Ahmed Q, who usually does his reports from Amman, Jordan, but he was here in the studio today. Ahmed, how can I thank you for being so energetic and so helpful and so knowledgeable about Arabic music?
Well, I don't want you to thank me. I want to thank you, actually, for being such an honorable person and such a hostile person.
Well, thank you, Ahmed, but you always say these nice things to me, and I always think this must be part of the beautiful culture in Jordan, where people are very courteous to each other.
Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome to California once again. I'm so happy you were able to sit with me today during my show. I hope you enjoyed the Tanya Saleh interview and the other interviews we did.
Yeah, I did indeed.
And let me ask you, Ahmed, what will you be doing after this show? Will you be listening to the Songsmith show?
Well, I'll be I'll be listening to the next radio show about
Absolutely.
The Songsmith show.
Yes, and I urge everybody out there to stay tuned, because from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and every Thursday following my show, MC Dizzy Jackson will be here in the studio live, and he will be playing or presenting creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. MC Dizzy Jackson and the Songsmith Show comes to you on KZSU 90.1 FM this Thursday and every Thursday from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. You will be in great company after my show. And Ahmed Q, as a last goodbye, I'm going to ask you to say goodbye in all three languages, Arabic, English, and French, but not before you introduce the last track. What are we going out with? Is it the Zikrayat, or did we decide on another track?
Well, I want to dedicate this song to all those people who carved a nice memory in my life.
Wow.
This song is called Zikrayat.
And who is it by?
This song is by Ridwan.
Nizar Ridwan. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. So the word Zikrayat in Arabic means memories?
Memories.
And this is for people who left, I hope, good memories with you.
Yeah.
May all your memories be good, Ahmed Q.
Inshallah.
And thank you for being with us here on the High Kifak Sava Show. DJ Ramsey, special guest Ahmed Q. And Ahmed, you want to say goodbye in all three languages leading us to the Zikrayat song?
Okay, I will say it in Arabic, Ma Salama. In English, goodbye, and in French...
Well, it could be au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Oh la la, excellent. All right.
I'm learning from you.
All right, KZSU 90.FM. Stay tuned for the Songsmith Show.